Hashtag, this is reading on John Maston. Maston is M-A-S-T-E-N. Maston. John, J-O-H-N. M as in Mary Maston. Date of birth is 10-15-55. Date of birth is 11-23-22. Please make copy for Beth Patel, ARNP. Patel, PATEL, Beth, BTH, ARNP. Next paragraph. Dear Beth, thank you for sending John Maston for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. This was done. This is a 67-year-old male who has a long-standing history of smoking for over 50 years, was sent for a chest CT on 6/9/22. The patient's chest CT demonstrated the evidence of a 5 millimeter lung nodule in the left upper lobe, and possible mucus plugging. There was also a ascending thoracic aortic aneurysm at 4.2 centimeter. The patient has some shortness of breath with exertion and has lost some weight over the past few months. And denied any chest pains, hemoptysis, fevers, or chills. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of hypertension for 10 years and hyperlipidemia. He has had cataract surgery in the past. Next paragraph. Next paragraph. Allergies. Known drug allergies. Next paragraph. Habits. Patients smoked 2 packs per day for about 50 years. Drinks alcohol moderately. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of a stroke. Mother died of carcinoma of the larynx. Next paragraph. Med list included aldactone 25 milligrams daily, Crestor 20 milligrams daily, amlodipine 5 milligrams daily, Valsartan 320 milligrams daily. Next paragraph. Also mentioned Crestor 20 milligrams a day. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has had some weight loss and fatigue. Denies cataracts or glaucoma. no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds, no urinary frequency or nighttime awakening, no hay fever or asthma, shortness of breath and some cough, denies abdominal pains, rectal bleeding or diarrhea, is no chest or jaw pain or palpitations, and no leg swelling. Yeah, some anxiety, and denies easy bruising, denies joint pains or muscle aches, no seizures, headaches or memory loss, and no skin rash. Next, physical exam, this averagely built elderly white male is alert. And no acute distress, there was no clubbing, cyanosis or peripheral edema, no lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 140 over 80, pulse is 102, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 198, saturation 94. HEND non-cephalic pupils reactive and equal. Thing is moist, he has not mentioned, so it was clear. Next supplement bruise, the thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions, diminished breath sounds to the periphery, and scattered wheezes throughout both lung fields. Heart, the absence of irregular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no vagina, megaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema, no cap tenderness, reflex the 1+ with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Rectal exam is deferred. Next paragraph. Impression number one, COPD. And emphysema. Number two is left lung nodule. And number three, history of hypertension. Number four, hyperlipidemia. And number five is nicotine dependency. Next plan, the patient has been advised to quit cigarette smoking. And advised to get a follow-up chest CT next month to evaluate the lung nodule. You will also get a complete pulmonary function study. And arterial blood gas study. He was placed on Breztri, BREZ, Breztri inhaler. Micrograms, 2 puffs twice a day. And advised to come in for a follow-up here in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this conversation. Copy for Beth Patel. Thank you for this consultation. Beth Patel, ARNP. Thank you, this is Dr. Susan.